Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Celebration for Nathan edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and that will click you through. And you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can check us out on Facebook these days. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Anyway. That was funny, Nathan. Where did that other little voice come in?
Yeah, just accidentally jumped the gun on Eileen there a little bit. I know she said she wanted to get on quickly, but I didn't think I was going to bring her on that quickly.
Well, and I just want to say we're celebrating Nathan today because a once-in-a-lifetime experience has happened, and he is jingling brand new keys because he is a first-time homeowner, proud owner of a brand new, it's not a brand new condominium, new to him, in the Normandy Park area.
I'll make it so brand new.
Congratulations again, and then at some point we got to get to the Facebook, because there's a post you got to see, especially with your little nieces and nephew stuff. Oh God, it's just too funny. But I don't want to take away from Eileen's time, so maybe we'll catch that later in the hour. So it is the second Sunday of June, and that means it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, and doing her best and helping more animals probably than anybody else I know would be through Help Animals India. And joining us, the chief cook and bottle watcher and the woman that started all of this, Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, everybody. I think I'll say namaste this because people are listening from different time zones, maybe. So.
Yep. Namaste to anybody and everybody that's tuning in. I don't know. The rain has started up in my neck of the woods. Is it raining down where you are, Eileen?
Yeah, a little bit. And I'm really enjoying this cool weather because I like to talk about India later. But I wanted to mention that if you haven't announced, and it's still time to go there today for any local people, is that they're having the Bird Fest in Edmonds. And
Did you say bird, like B-I-R-D?
Bird Fest, Puget Sound Bird Fest.
Oh, and my, I didn't know about this, Eileen, so thank you for bringing it. Tell us about it.
Sorry, it's every year, and it's in Edmonds, and it's an indoor-outdoor event. Yesterday they were, running for tarps to cover the tables.
Yeah.
And so we were helping out with that. And it's so there's still time today, Sunday, to go down there. It's right in the center of Edmonds. It's 700 Main Street by the library, and at 10 to 4. And they have different talks, and they have a lot of outdoor walks. So that just reminds me, there's one at 11:30. Different bird watching events that you can sign up for outside. You have to sign up for that. But then the exhibit hall is open until 4 o'clock. And so they just have all the, Pilchick, Audubon Society, and Washington Wildlife Rescue. And by the way, I do want to talk about India, but I did ask them about the mountain goats relocation.
Yeah.
And, because the wildlife people were there. Should I mention that at all?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So you remember the story of that they removed mountain goats.
Right. We just talked about it with Merritt and Beth.
Oh, okay. So you talked about it.
I mean, didn't we, Nathan? Yeah. Didn't we talk about we talked about the mountain goats and I don't think it was last month, maybe the month before, but so tell us what you had in mind, Eileen.
Well, probably the same thing Merritt might have written. They, the man I spoke to, said he wasn't the authority, but he was downplaying the press that so many had died when they were relocated, because he said they were all adults anyhow, and in the wild they only live, you know, just like our street dogs in India, they only live about 7 years. So he thought, you know, they did better than the article had said. And, so anyhow, all the booths are there, and a lot of great art and beautiful cards to buy, and just a really nice event. Unfortunately, it is raining like crazy. So there are some talks indoors. And
well, that's good. And I'm wondering if it's in downtown Edmonds. I wonder if it's close to the new East West bookshop that's in downtown Edmonds.
Yeah, well, everything is not that far away. And
right, I think it's all pretty close together.
Yeah, we did go there as usual, and it, you know, just a lovely place. Also, this is
so. Are you out at this event now?
What? No, I'm talking to you. I went yesterday, so we saw everything yesterday. But it's out. It's today until 4 o'clock, so people can still go down there. Just look at look up Puget Sound Bird Fest in Edmonds.
Okay. All right. So that's what people should search is Puget Sound Bird Fest.
Right. And
okay.
It's a
event. I better know about it next year. Then I can get it up on current events and talk about it ahead of time. But I didn't know about it, so
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I just really felt in my element walking around, you know, talking to all the different people, and it wasn't raining yesterday, so, or much. Not like today.
Yes. And when you mentioned the mountain goats, Nathan was right on it and pulled up the animals24-7.org. What triggered our conversation, Eileen, with Merritt and Beth, was when the zebra was loose, you know, when the zebras got loose. And their headline was how one zebra won more concern than vanishing mountain goats. So as I recall, if you say that your person was playing down the press,
he was from the Washington Wildlife, you know, Services, so they're the ones who did the removing. And,
right, but I don't remember Beth and Merritt agreeing to, about that. I think that they were more in line that there is a problem.
Oh, all right, well.
But anyway, Matt, we can clarify if I remember, because I've got him on for extra time today. But anyway, we need to know about Help Animals India and what's going on. So give us the lowdown.
Well, if anyone doesn't know, Help Animals India is a Seattle-based USA nonprofit, and we give grants, training, and advice to animal shelters and groups that help the animals all over India and Nepal. And so our website is helpanimalsindia.org, and we have all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I think we still have a Twitter page, but I would like to say that the news is that they had a new heat record in India, and it's very sad news. So everyone's suffering, and the new heat record was, hold on to your seat, 56 Celsius or 127 Fahrenheit.
What? 127 degrees?
And
yes,
how's the humidity?
It's very humid.
This is not the desert. This is the city of Delhi. You know, the mega city with all the pollution and all the people. Now, you have to wear masks when you go there. Now, it's not like, you know, because of COVID, just because of pollution. So that was the thing. But the thing is, this was the record, and now the rains... the summer comes now. Summer starts in March. And basically when the rains come, which they're starting, and they just had a cyclone already, you know, that's when it cools off a little bit. But the thing is aside from the record, the daily temperatures have been about 110, 115, just every day, and there's no air conditioning. So,
well, and isn't the climate, isn't it a pretty humid climate?
Yeah, I guess on top of that. So,
because that makes it hotter.
Yeah. So what I want to mention about this, and this is what we campaign about, is that there's a great tradition of putting out water bowls for the street and community animals and volunteers. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, because water is a fundamental right, and the least you can do is offer water. And that's a great tradition of Indian travelers, too, because, you know, it's a very hot, it's always been a hot climate, even before climate change, and a very dusty place, too. So it was that old movie, Heat and Dust,
yeah.
And that's India. So that's where we encourage, and you know, the groups provide water bowls for the volunteers, and there's these big water bowls for the cows, the street cows, and small. We're doing another email newsletter that's coming out tomorrow.
Ooh.
And I have a photo in there of a water bowl for these two cute little bees that were drinking from it. So I really like that photo from one of our groups.
Well, I always look forward to your emails, newsletters, because, I mean, you just, your website and the newsletters, everything is just a phenomenal job. You just do an excellent job, and they're just always packed with all kinds of great information. So it comes out tomorrow?
Yeah, thank you. And
how do people get on the list so they can be sure that they get it? Because, yeah, you want to get what Eileen sends out, because she just does such a marvelous job. And
First of all, everyone, we really, you know, it's only every other month or every, I think it's 6 weeks. And, of course, we never give your email, your name to anybody else. And all you have to do is add your email. You don't even have to add anything else. And just go to the helpanimalsindia.org website, and the form pops up right away. The pop-up form.
Excellent. So sign up, because it comes out tomorrow. And like I said, it's not even a monthly newsletter. It's every other month. But boy, Eileen takes full advantage and really provides incredible information. But you know, when you're talking about the temperatures, I 127 to me just seems unfathomable. I don't know how people exist in that kind of heat, but let alone animals, whose generally their body temperature is higher than ours anyway, and to be out on the street. Water is so important, and even more important in temperatures like that. You actually provide the water bowls to put out, huh?
Yeah, and as I say, it's an ancient tradition to have those on the street, because, you know, we'd have people traveling around and they would get dusty.
The first thing I'm thinking of is, of course, that the bowls should be in the shade, because if they're in the sun, then the water would get too hot. But I'm sure that that's taken
hot,
into consideration.
Hot everywhere. So, but, you know, it's a different. I really appreciate our weather here, and the Indian people are used to a higher temperature. I'm not saying they're not suffering with these, you know, 110 and more. But, you know, they're comfortable at 90, where we are.
Right.
And the Indian houses are built in a certain way where the lower levels are more cool. And I'm not quite, you know, with adobe or whatever. So they are built in a certain way to handle the heat. But now, unfortunately, I hear they're having power cuts in South India. I don't know how. So they just wrote to me on the phone from one of the animal shelters, because I was waiting for some info. So we just want to get through this period. And
so you said that their summer begins in March? So they're in much. So now we're just the first of June. They're in the height of their summertime.
Well, it's actually, I think, maybe going to be winding down a little bit because of the monsoon comes.
Well, that's right. You said monsoons are, coming in. Yeah. And that brings a whole other problem, but it does cool down a bit.
Yeah. Then you have the flooding, and here we have hurricanes, and there they have our cyclone, if anyone is interested. And then you have, it's called a cyclone. And they have typhoons in the west, in the west of us.
My goodness.
So they already had one cyclone and some deaths, human deaths. It's always...
I would imagine a cyclone would be like a hurricane type situation.
It's exactly like a hurricane. It's just called a cyclone there and a hurricane here.
Right, but it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah,
so,
same type of weather event is known differently in different parts of the world.
Yeah, but devastating nonetheless.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm wondering, I imagine the heat, of course, would be challenging for everyone, animals included. But I'm wondering if some animals do better in the heat than others. Like, one thing that comes to my mind would be the elephants, because, you support the elephant rescue. And what you've got, is it 5 or 7 elephants that you have now?
It was 7. One passed away.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if I mentioned it last month, the oldest rescue, the first rescue. And she was very important to the tribe. But she was a logging elephant. And so, logging is used, if they don't have the roads built into the mountains, they use animals. In the old days they would have horses pulling these logs. And so in India they would have an elephant do that. And so she had a lot of injuries from that.
But if she was the first one in the group there at the rescue.
Yeah.
Elephants have a very strong family dynamic, and usually there's a matriarch, the female,
it's
the
a little
head.
Different because, they're not her natural, family. They
right.
all came together. But yes, they were there mourning and they had a special burial for her.
Because I would imagine that she being the first one, she would be incredibly important to the rest of the elephants that are there.
Yeah, it was really a devastating blow to everyone. So now there's 6, but they're going to get more.
So my original question, I didn't realize, I don't think you mentioned it last month because I don't remember that one had passed, but I'm wondering, do elephants in general do better in the heat than, say, dogs and cats just because... they're more
tropical. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they have better sweat glands, throughout their body.
Uh-huh.
But what we're fundraising for right now is to build a pool for them.
Oh.
And we just built a pool. There's a dog. There's a sanctuary we support in Bangalore, which is affiliated with the elephant rescue, and we just funded a pool for the senior dogs. There's a senior dog rescue. So can you imagine the joy that they have? And it's up on our social media now, a little video of the dogs swimming around in their very own pool. And these are all the senior dogs that could not get adopted or, go back on the street as community dogs. So we funded that pool. Now we'd like to fund a pool for the elephants. I'm not sure what form it'll take because they mentioned to me that they have to be able to recycle the water somehow. And so I'm not sure if it's like a pool, like a concrete pool, or just like a big lake. Because the lake they had. Yeah, so that would be a nice place. Cause the elephants really love to bathe, and that would be great for them to be able to cool off there.
All right. I'm thinking, that's making me feel good, because I send a little money every month to Help Animals India. So I think a little bit of my dollars maybe will help build an elephant pool. And you all can join me on that. But we need to take care of advertisers here, because we're kind of off schedule. So we'll do that. And then we will continue our discussion with Eileen and find out if there's anything more about the elephants we want to know about. And we will let you know how you can donate, too, to help build wouldn't you feel good? Help it build a swimming pool for the elephants? And those senior dogs. Oh, just warms my heart. All right. Anyway, stay right where you are. More with Eileen and helpanimalsindia.org is the website. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the middle of a discussion with Help Animals India, which we will get back to in just a moment. Just want to remind you that we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can check him out and his neuroenergetic balancing and Rasmussen Reset at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He'll also be joining us next week. It's our monthly healing show, and you'll be able to call in for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends, but you can check all of that out at healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, just like I do. And so you can go to the website and click on the contact link and fill out the little form and say, hey, you want to talk to him? He'll arrange a phone call. And a lot of great information there. And his monthly newsletter came out this morning. I got about halfway through it. It's another really good one. You want to be on that newsletter list, and you've got to go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com. And I think you have to join his private membership group. It only costs $10 to be a member, and then he can work with you privately. Of course, you don't have to join anything to listen to the show and be here next week, but healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, let's get back to Eileen. Is here from helpanimalsindia.org is the website, and really want all of you to go to the website and sign up for the newsletter and donate something. I mean, can you imagine 127 degrees? I can't. That's unfathomable to me. And they need water bowls and all the good stuff. And we need a pool for the elephants. And anyway, Eileen, what else do we need to know about what's going on in India these days?
Well, you know, we're also helping in Nepal. And I got involved there, and it was 2015. And so there's so many great groups there also. And the problems are about similar. They're also a little hot there, but not quite as hot. And the dollar is even stronger in Nepal. So when if anyone donates, so when I first started helping, the dollar was worth 42 rupees. Now it's worth 82 rupees.
Wow.
So it goes even, now the costs have gone up in India, but not as much as the dollar, as the dollar is very strong. And in Nepal, it's worth about 130 rupees.
Wow.
So, you know, really, really go far. And actually, we're, in our newsletter, we're posting some of the costs to help each animal, you know, support a equine. Equine means, you know, all horses, donkeys, mules, those kind of animals, and, or okay. support a bovine, into the cow, buffalo. A lot of people want to help the cows, you know, because they just get abandoned. They're in the street, and they're wandering around. And sometimes they get injured, and they need our help. And they also, or if we take them to a sanctuary, they need to be fed. So you know, we were posting in the newsletter the different costs to help each animal. An elephant is more costly each week, because then you also have to have their... they're not just, you know, wandering around by themselves. They need care. And these are elephants that have been through a certain trauma. They have special needs. But they're able to live out their, the rest of their lives in a sanctuary. Wow. You know, freedom, finally. Freedom from their slavery. And, you know, to be how an elephant is meant to be. And you know, the wonderful personalities and, you know, they have.
Well, they are in such incredibly intelligent beings and such strong family bonds and ethics. And yeah, it's very, very sad what we've done to elephants.
Well, it's an ongoing.
But hopefully we're improving.
Yeah. I mean, there are, you know, in other countries, you have the people, you know, the zoos and the and circuses where they're kept, and then, you know, so the activists fight to have them removed and go to sanctuaries. But in India, it's more of a cultural problem. It's a religious problem. And so it's a very sensitive issue. So, you know, this group that we support is working their hardest in the courts and on the ground to free more elephants.
Well, that's one of the really wonderful things I love about, you know, you and Help Animals India is that you don't, it's not like you have one little storefront somewhere, Help Animals India, that you divide the wealth and spread it around to all kinds of animals and all different organizations and help around, you know, India and Nepal. And they have all the animals that we do, but lots more. So, yes, you know, they're the elephants, but they have the street dogs, and Eileen has dropped, you know, the number 33 million street dogs, but there's street cats and street monkeys and all of that, and they're still catching up to, you know, spaying and neutering is done much more regularly here. And vaccinating, you know, for rabies and all of that. But you're still helping them catch up on all that stuff, aren't you?
Well, the thing is with the dogs, because of the concern of rabies, the vets were trained. But traditionally, the vets in India were more for the livestock, for the cows. So because pet keeping wasn't becoming popular until relatively recently. So, and now for the cats, they had to have training specially for the vets because they didn't learn that in school. you know, that's a new thing, because as I said before, the street cats didn't have much of a chance between the dogs and the monkeys. But now, you know, some areas, there's a lot more street cats. But it's not only the street cats, it's the people who have cats, who do love cats. And although it's not a big percentage, most people relate to dogs more there, if they are relating to pets. But the people who have the cats and don't have an option for getting them spayed and neutered. So they can't afford a private vet. It's very expensive there for them. So that's why the clinics that we support for the low cost or the no cost spay neuter. And that's what we're putting in our newsletter. One of the groups in Nepal, and it's called Kathmandu Lovers, Catmandu, instead of,
oh, how fun,
Kathmandu. And these are just wonderful women. I met them in person and when I was in Nepal in 2022. And we just completed 100 sterilizations, and we're going for the second 100 now.
Wow.
And but we've also supported probably thousands in other areas. So you just see these people bringing in. They use, instead of carriers, they have these, like, baskets that are enclosed. I wouldn't recommend them for feral cats, necessarily, but for pet cats. It's cute little baskets that are made out of plastic, and they have, like, a bottom and a top. So these people are just very grateful for a place to bring their pet cats in.
Yeah, so, you know, starting with having to teach vets how to spay and neuter cats over there, but also I think that you all have, you know, been introducing the trap neuter release programs of, you know, for street cats, but even with that program, they didn't have the cages or the traps, and I think you're still having to take cages, traps over there, aren't you?
Right. Yeah. Well, some of them were being made there, but they were very, very big and clunky, and they didn't know how to make, you know, all great, have a hard traps and true catch. They really like the true catch. And Amazon India was starting to sell them, but it was like $600 for a trap that we would pay like $80 for.
Wow.
So, you know, this is all developing. And but basically, some of the cats, it's that they need to be trapped. Mostly it's just the people's cats, like in the mega city of Bangalore, where they have these projects, you know, these high-rise projects. People live in these apartments. So there's a lot of cats being abandoned and running around. And, you know, in the hallways, not everyone likes them. So these are friendly cats. But and there's basically no adoption for adult cats. Forget that. And, you know, it's just even trying to get some kittens adopted, you know. And we have suggested early spay and neuter, but the vets are reluctant to start that. So finally we got it down to they're doing it at one place, the most advanced place. They're doing it at 4 months. That's the earliest. Because traditionally they didn't spay and neuter puppies or kittens because a lot of them didn't survive. So what was the point?
Okay. I see.
So,
but now they are.
Yeah. So the
and there's so many of them.
The vets would wait till 6 or 8 months to do it.
Mm.
And then, you know, that's a controversy too. They think that, you know, it's better for them, so... Anyhow, you know, probably.
Well, I think that, you know, we've in this country, I mean, the same thing goes on there. You know, rescues and sanctuaries and so forth, shelters are spaying and neutering puppies and kittens when they're very, very young. And we know for the research that's been done that isn't the best for the animals. But the problem is not the animals. The problem is us irresponsible humans, and we have allowed such a problem to develop with so many unwanted, you know, and street animals here and there, that it just makes sense to do it younger in order to eventually get the problem under control.
Yeah, I mean, the shelters here, they don't even adopt out until they're fixed. You know, that's what
right. But we still haven't solved the problem. You know, we still have a bunch of irresponsible humans that don't pay attention and allow the animals to breed.
Yeah, but in this country, you know, from what the kill rates were decades ago, you know, that's improved.
That is true. And we did have a discussion with, you know, Marilyn from Meow earlier today in that, you know, pretty much all of our shelters around here anymore are no-kill shelters. And that certainly wasn't the case when I was growing up. And
we're fortunate enough to bring animals from other places to help, you know, Mexico or the islands or you know, parts of the Deep South. But India is too far.
right. And they're really just getting started in getting these programs going and entrenched. And that's some of the great work that Help Animals India does, is support and keep these programs going.
Yeah. And then also supporting the idea of adopting, you know, as people developed in India, you know, they got some more money. They wanted a breed dog. So, and with just, you know, these great community dogs right outside their door, they don't, but they wanted, you know, a special breed. So that's why we have more programs, you know, adopt a native dog and learning about, you know, how intelligent and wonderful they are. You know, and you know about these dogs, Martha.
Yeah, they're neat. Yeah. They're really, really smart dogs.
Yeah.
And I imagine that, you know, their genetics are probably really strong, you know, and in the lives that they've lived and how they've evolved over the years.
Indigenous native dogs, some of them are breeding with the abandoned pet dogs, though. So to get the true lineage. Yeah.
All right. Well, so see, we all need to get on board, folks. We've got to get to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter, donate if you can. And I just implore you to think about and to do a regular monthly donation. It doesn't have to be much, whatever you can afford. Anything helps. And when we put it all together, it makes a huge difference.
You are making a wonderful difference. Martha, especially, thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. And like I said, I just wish we could get more of our listeners to get on board and support you and your work, because you're really making a difference. And I love the fact that I don't have to be concerned about it, because I know Eileen is making sure that my money goes to serve the highest purpose over there and the most amount of animals. And our dollar really does go a long way. And so let's do what we can to help all those animals. And just think about it, 127 degrees. Holy moly. Anyway, Marilyn, or Eileen. Amazing work. Keep it up. Now, newsletter comes out tomorrow. It only comes out every other month, and I always look forward to it, because it's you do an amazing job. So if you want to be included in that newsletter, you got to get on the website and sign up today, helpanimalsindia.org. And anything else you'd like to leave us with here?
No, I just get excited if I see anyone local that signs up, and I hope you do, and that'll make my day. So thank you all so much.
All right. Please get helpanimalsindia.org. Let's make Eileen's day. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen. I look forward to talking to you again the first Sunday of July.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. See you then.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, we've got to take care of advertisers, and then we will cover current events, and I've got a big Ananda community open house invitation for you, and by golly, Nathan, we're going to get to that Facebook post, because it's just absolutely hysterical, and then 127 degrees and all of that yucky stuff. Let's have a little chuckle, okay? And this one is funny. It just cracks me up every time I see it. I think I laugh more every time I see it. So, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? triggered by people around you, what's going on in your personal life, or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, though, today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She's our intuitive medium, general psychic person, personal awareness coach, and all that good stuff. She's here with us on the show the third Sunday of every month, and she does a regular podcast every week, Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Her YouTube channel, where you can access all this stuff, is Natasha Ventor, I-C, the letter I and C, Natasha Ventor, I-C, on YouTube, every Wednesday, 4 p.m., and she's also available for private readings. And you can check her out and book her through her website, which is intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-2836. I think that's, yeah, 7827. I better check that number. Let me grab something here. And yes, I always get this wrong. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then. And of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton's got the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. Great location, easy access, great parking, and what a thrill to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and her great healing abilities. And she can work with you in person or remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then, Nathan. I'm going to get to current events, but before we do, you got to pull up Facebook.
Got it up and running right here.
Okay, and the first post.
All right, looking at kind of like a living room.
It's like a living room, and there's a toddler in diapers with a little jammy shirts on, standing, holding on to a baby gate.
Okay.
Right next to him is what looks like a golden doodle puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're obviously, they both want to get in the other room, and this toddler is hanging on to the gate, so is the puppy, and the kid starts jumping up and down. Well, then the puppy starts jumping up and down, and it's like two puppies at this baby gate. Only one of them's in a human suit. And every time you watch it, when you watch it, I mean, is that the cutest darn thing you've ever seen, Nathan? Doesn't that just make you laugh?
It is so identical between the dog and the baby. It's hard to tell which one is learning from which.
I know. It's monkey see, monkey do, and they're both copying each other, and they're holding onto that gate and bouncing, and they're even their little butts are wiggling together.
Yeah.
It is so cute. Just anyway, as a behavior therapist, you know, that's like, oh no, you can't. That just rattles all my cages, but. In my heart, I'm laughing like crazy. I just love this video. It is so cute.
Cuteness overload. You can't do anything to interrupt that.
Yeah. All right. So if you want a cuteness overload and a really good laugh for the day, go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the first post after what's on the show. And just have a good laugh. It is so cute. So cute. Oh, so cute. All righty, I guess that's just too much cuteness. All right, so I guess it is time, Nathan, for current events. Alrighty, speaking of entertainment, we got a lot of good stuff on the current events list. And number one, a new event, which I've been promising you, the invitation from the Ananda community. The Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Church of Self-Realization, Church of All Religions, different names for the Ananda spiritual community, has been my spiritual family for a number of years. And for many of those years, I hosted the welcome booth at the Ananda community in Linwood, which is like an apartment complex that mostly inhabited by, you know, members of Ananda and so forth. And but anyone can live there. At any rate, the pandemic changed everything, and I can't believe it, Nathan, but it's been 5 years since we've done an open house. But this year, this month, the Ananda Community Open House is happening again, and it traditionally has been an open house at the Linwood community combined with a summer solstice celebration, and that is all is going to happen as well. So, invitation is to all of you. For Saturday, June 22nd, it is the Ananda Community Open House and Summer Solstice Celebration. It will be from 2 to 5 p.m. 5 p.m. is when dinner starts, the free dinner. So you'll actually be there, you know, probably 2 to 6 p.m. more likely. 2 o'clock is when it starts. We'll have tours of the community and the homes and the grounds and then activities and programs. Bring the kids because we got a lot of good activities for children, even going to be a face painter there, art gallery, refreshments, East-West Bookshop will be there, and the Ananda Meditation and Yoga Center, and you'll hear about Yoga Day Camp, all that good stuff, and then there will be the Solstice Celebration and talking that Nayaswami's Padma and Riemann will be doing that at 5 o'clock, and then, or excuse me, at 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, free vegetarian dinner for everybody. So how cool is that? All righty. So mark your calendars. Saturday, June 22nd, come join me. I will be manning the main welcome booth. So if you come, I'll write out your name tag and welcome you and all of that. And we have a little treasure hunt so you can win raffle prizes and all kinds of good stuff. So I hope to see you on Saturday, June 22nd. Starts at 2 p.m. Ananda Community in Linwood. And just in case you want to jot it down, the address of the Ananda Community is 20715 Larch Way in Linwood. 20715 Larch Way in Linwood. All righty then. Let's see what else is on our current events calendar. Okay, Northwest Stream Center has got this big fundraising musical event coming up, Sunset Serenades with the musical Mountaineers and Friends, will benefit the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab. That's going to be Saturday, June 15th at the Northwest Stream Center. Remember, that's in South Effort at McCollum Park. There's an early admission and priority seating for $50, and then $40 is the regular price for everybody else. It's going to be a 90-minute concert beginning at 7 p.m. Do call for reservations, 425-316-8592. Let's see. And then... Positive Alliance has got some stuff going on. ID tags available June 23rd at Resilient Hearts Solstice Vendor Fair in Fremont, July 13th at Old Dog Haven's 20th anniversary party in Shoreline. And then adoptions at Bark in the Park for the Mariners. Tomorrow, Monday, is a Bark in the Park for the White Sox. And then Tuesday, July 2nd, Wednesday, August 7th, and Thursday, September 12th. And let's see, we talked about Meow Cat Rescue, Fine Wines, and Felines, but my goodness, did I don't think I got it up here officially. I didn't get it onto the current events page, but I saw a list of Aqua Sox Bark in the Parks that, you know, and we did that. Me and Robbie and you and Abby and your folks and Stacy and Tank, we all did a Bark in the Park last year. Now I remember seeing it yesterday, but I apparently spaced it, didn't get it on my list. So I don't know the dates, but the Bark in the Parks Aqua Sox are coming up, and I'll get it up for next week for sure.
Yeah, that was a great time when we were out there in Everett.
Yeah, we had really easy access, free parking, short walk to the place. I mean, it's like dirt simple compared to going downtown.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The official Mariners game. I mean, that's too much overload for me. The Aqua Sox, that's my level. but we did have a really good time. So, I will get that list together shortly, but I know there's one coming up pretty soon.
Not to mention, we got to go on to the pitcher's mound with our little puppies.
Oh, that's right. We did. We got to go out on the field and be out there on the pitcher's mound and all of that.
For the national anthem.
Yeah. Yeah. And Robbie had a great time, eating popcorn and all that good stuff and all the dog treats. And he got to sniff a lot of dog butts. He was very happy.
So, and of course, vendors there handing out little freebies of goodies or any other type animal care product.
Yeah, that's always fun. All righty. So anyway, that's it for current events. And guess what? We are done with hour number two already. We've got one more hour coming up. And because it's a big weekend at Ananda this weekend, our worldwide spiritual directors of Ananda, Nayaswami's Jyotish and Devi, are in town. I was at the temple all afternoon yesterday for the big event, and they're having all kinds of stuff. So we won't be talking to Ananda next hour. That's why I told you about the open house this hour. We're going to spend the entire next hour with animals24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clipton will join us shortly. But right now it's time to fire up that love train one more time to get our exercise for the day, our energy up and juices flowing, and dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the Love Train and join us. We'll come by and pick you up. And I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us some extra good stuff. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.